Okay, let's begin our discussion of Psachim Dav Mem. Psachim Dav Mem, the 40th Daf here, Maseches Psachim, and we are on Lamed Tesma Beis, discussing the uniqueness of Karban Pesach. So we just had a Shita of Rabbi Elazar, who interpreted the Mishnah Delo Kipshuto, unlike we understood it. The Pasha Pshat of the Mishnah that we saw, the special din of La'ochlav, that one has to shech the karban, l'shem, the people that could eat it and the people that will eat it, that's minuyin. So the pasha pshat is that if I have in mind some people that will eat it, there's some people that won't eat it at that time, so then it is kasher. Right, that's the pasha pshat of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says la ochlav malamit hasam an aleph shachtu shelo la ochlav. If I shechted it just shelo ochlav for people who can't eat it, then it's going to be possible. But la ochlav v'shelo la ochlav for people who could eat it and for people who can't eat it, that's kasher. That's okay, right? Says the Karbana Eda on the Mishnah miksas ochlin lo pasli. I have in mind, mixas ochlin, some people eat it, so well, not either, they won't possible. The same thing with the other psulin. Lamnuyav, vishalo lamnuyav, some of the people who are appointed to it and some who are not, lamunlo valarelim, oh, that's kasher. Rabbi Lazar says no. Rabbi Lazar, that we just had here on Lamed Tes Amabez, Rabbi Lazar says about 8 lines down from the top, masnisa, the Mishnah is not, should not be understood that way. The Mishnah means, that you shechted it laochlav. That's what's kasher. When it says shalol la'ochlav, it means you had in mind that the zrika is going to be la'ochlav and shalol la'ochlav. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Because shchita plays a prominent role in Pesach, unlike the other avodos. It's different. Usually, if shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, they all form together, and maybe the Gemara says, holacha is a lav avoda. Maybe kabbalah doesn't have the same measure, but shchita and zrika are usually both of the emphases and the important stages in the process, but here says the Karban Eda when it comes to Karban Pesach, and we don't paskin this way, but there is other evidence that the Shechita of Pesach plays a different role than the Shechita of other Karbanos, but Rabbi Lazar says, in any case, that what the Mishnah means is that you have to have a full Shechita L'Shem Ochlav. If it's la'ochlav v'shalol la'ochlav, by shchita, that would passel the carbon. The Mishnah just means shchita la'ochlav with the zrika la'ochlav v'shalol la'ochlav, that would be kasher, and that's what the Karban Eda explains, kamash b'lan, de'ein machsheves ochlin v'zrika. There's no problem of problematic thought of ochlin when it comes to the zrika. That's what Rabbi Lazar says. So then Rev Simloi said to Rabbi Yonasan, right, he had the conversation, teach me Agada, and he says, I can't teach you Agada. So he's okay, I'll ask you something in Halacha, and that is, Lishmo v'shalo lishmo. He says, why is it Lishmo and Shalo lishmo? That could be a problematic thought, right? The Karban Eda again explains, Maishna hashochet lishmo v'shalo lishmo, the puzzle, right? If that's a puzzle, Lishmo v'shalo lishmo, but la'ochlav v'shalo la'ochlav is going to be kasher. Right? Why is there a difference? Why is Lishmo a more problematic type of thought? So the Gemara answers, he answered him 3 reasons. 3 reasons why there's a difference between Lishmo and Shalol Lishmo and Lochlav and Shalol Lochlav. What were the reasons? Number 1, is it an inherent psul or is it an external psul? Lishmo and Shalol Lishmo is psul migufo. Lochlav and Shalol Lochlav is psul me'achirim. There are different types of statuses in halacha. Right, this is inherent versus external. Right, we have this also by Tosfos. Again, it's a mashal. It's a mashal. But Tosfos quotes. Right, we know the Gemara says that the Hakadosh Baruch Hu eini mevi takala litzadikim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu prevents tzadikim from doing sin. So what does it mean doing sin? There was a Gemara, as we remember, Bishmal, beginning of Maseches Shabbos, that was Mate, the candle. So Tosfos has a Yisod, I think it was Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos has a Yisod in a few places, in Chulin and Maseches Gittin, that this just means in terms of food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eino Mevi Takala, that a tzaddik will eat a non-kosher food, B'shogeg. Right, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects. If somebody does something amazing, right, that's Bechira Chavshes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't prevent a sin, right? Only 4 people that never sinned, everybody else sinned. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not get involved in Bechira Chavshes. But when it's a shogig, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a little siyata d'shmaya to the tzaddikim that they wouldn't be eating something non-kosher b'shogig. So Tosfos asked from a few, in each of these places, the first parak of Gittin, and in other places, what about this case? What about this Gemara? So one of them is, there's a case that that one of the Amoraim or Tanoim, ate before Havdalah, or ate, right, Yom Kippur, right? So how could that be? So Tosfos answers, and one of the days, that both of those aren't inherent. Those are not migufo, a non-kosher item. Eating something at a time when you're not allowed to eat is an external problem. It's an external psul. It's a zman problem. Right on Yom Kippur, it's not that the food is not kosher, but you're not allowed to eat. You might say it's chefsa gavra, right? That might be a way to explain it. But even if it's they're both chefsa. You might say the chefsa becomes problematic because of the time. But in any case, that's a external versus internal problem. That's the first chilek here. Lishmo and shalol lishmo is a different type of psul. That's inherent to the karban, while the ochlav shalol ochlav is an external, in terms of who's eating it. One chilek. Number two, lishmo and shalol lishmo, you can't take part of the animal and say, you know, this part is lishmo, this part is shalol lishmo. No, the whole status is on the whole animal. Right, you can't distinguish between the two. La ochlav and shalol ochlav, so that's that you could say this section of the animal is for those who have the ability to eat it. This section is for those who can't eat a kezias. So you can be mechalik between the two. So that would be a bigger chiddush to pasul. That's why it's not pasul. And number three, lishmo shalol lishmo is a problem that comes up with all karbanos. All karbanos lishmo shalol lishmo. Not that it pasuls all karbanos, but it affects all karbanos. The first mission is Vachim. Only Chatas and Pesach Bismano have a psul, but the Kadzav Shlo, it does affect Karbanos. If I shak the Karban Shlo Shmo, it's kosher, but it's lo alu the Bailam Lushem Chova. It doesn't fulfill my Chiyav, if I had a Chiyav to bring a Karban. So those three apply to all Karbanos, but the Lochlav and Shlo Lochlav, I'm sorry, the Lushmo Shlo Shmo applies to all Karbanos, but Lochlav Shlo Lochlav only applies to Karban Pesach. Special Karban Pesach did. Fine, that's what we saw yesterday. So now comes along Rabbi Yosa says about 8 lines, 10 lines up from the bottom and says, based on Rabbi Elazar that we just started this year with, Rabbi Elazar who says that our Mishnah should be understood as Shechita must be La'ochlav, right? It can't be Shalol La'ochlav, and the Mishnah means only that Shalol La'ochlav B'shazrika. According to Rabbi Elazar, only one of these three Chilukim could form the basis of the Chiluk. Min hadadur Rabbi Elazar atshbami natarti. From the word that Rabbi Elazar, how he interpreted the Mishnah, or you might say he's arguing on the Mishnah, but the way the Karban Eidah had it, he's interpreting the Mishnah. So atshbami natarti. Demar Rabbi Elazar said, the Gemara repeats it. Masnisa b'sheshachtu la'ochlav. B'nis kapra la'ochlav v'shlo la'ochlav. The Mishnah is where you had a shchita proper la'ochlav. And the this kapra again means the zrika. The zrika was la'ochlav v'shlo la'ochlav. Avalim shacha mishar rishona. But if you shechted it, mishar from the first moment. We skip the next two words. La'ochlav v'shlo la'ochlav pasul. If you really had a shchita with kavana la'ochlav v'shlo la'ochlav, it will be pasul. So that's what Rabbi Elazar said. So then, the two problems, Hare Psulo Machmas Acherim, Vad Yachol Lavar Psulo Mitoch Achshero, those two elements for Lakula, so those don't really hold because the Lishma, the Ochlav and Shalola Ochlav is not more Makel, right? If you have Shalola Ochlav, Kavana, that also passels. So you're not going to use the heter of, it's an external Psul. Or you can differentiate, right? Both of those, you know, wouldn't hold, right? And that's what the Karban Eidah says. Psula machmas acher vad yachol lavar pisulo. The psula machmas ochlav vatam ar hachin bitbiya, right? Next three words of the Mishnah, vatam ar hachin. But you said they're pasul. But if you say these factors are all reasons lakula, so then, but according to Belazar, the lochlav is just as bad of a machshava. So those chilukim don't seem to hold. But what is true? What is true? Elakeni lishmo v'shalol lishmo. This one is true because noe b'chalakachim lochlav zolochav ino noe gal pesach. By Pesach, according to Belazar, the lochlav zolochav is just as bad as a negative effect it would have on the karban. So the first two chilukim wouldn't hold, but the third one for sure is true. You can't argue. La'ochlav, shal la'ochlav don't apply to other karbanos, right? So that one, this is the only difference between la'ochlav and lishma according to Rabbi Elazar. Again, Karban Pesach itself, as we have said, as the Rambam, if you remember, puts Hilchos Karban Pesach at the beginning of the Sefer Karbanos, not only as the first historical karban, but this seems to have is the root of many karbanos and a unique and karban. And so, again, some of the halachas apply. You learn for Karban Pesach to other karbanos, and some of them are unique. Obviously, the Pesach Sheni mitzvahs, right? There are 16 mitzvahs that are in Hilchos Karban Pesach. One of them is to shecht the Karban Pesach bizmano, right? The other karbanos they have a mitzvah of avoda, right? The Rambam and the Chinuch count the mitzvah of carbon ola and the mitzvah of carbon chatos. They don't count separate avodos, and the Rambam counts separate mitzvahs relating to the shechita. Right? The Rambam starts off Halachos Arba Pesach, mitzvahs asei lishchot. Right, not just achila. Achila is for sure unique amongst all their karbanos. Right? There is a discussion by other karbanos. Is there a mitzvah? Is there a chovas gavra for every kohen to eat, or is there just a mitzvah that it shall be eaten? The karbanos, right? That's a question. If you look at the Tosfos Yeshanim, discusses this in Yuman Daf Lametes. Right, that's where the Gemara discusses the Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik speaks about the Lechem HaPanim. Again, assuming that all the Karbanos, including Lechem HaPanim, have the same lumdis. So the Gemara there says, 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was doing the Avoda as the Kohen Gadol, the Goral would be Olev, the different Chilukim. But the one that's important for us is that the Lechem HaPanim, there was a Bracha. There was a Bracha B'Lechem HaPanim. And Ishtalcha Bracha B'Omer B'Shei Lechem B'Lechem HaPanim. V'chol Kohen Shemagia Kezayis, Yish Ochlo V'Saveya V'Yish Ochlo Mosir. There were whoever kind that got a kezayis. There were those that left over. They were satiated. Mikan ve'elach after Shimon HaTzadik nishtalcha me'ir ba'omer v'shei lechem v'lechem apanim v'chol goin magia kapul. A coin only got a bean size, and the tsnuin didn't even take it. Tsnuin moshkenes yideim v'agargaranim notlim v'ochlim. So a big question in the Rishonim is, what does that mean? That every coin after the time of Shimon HaTzadik only got a bean size magia kapul, right? It wasn't so compared to Kezias, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, Omer Rebbe, Dafka Magia Kapul, Aval B'Kezias, only because it was opposed to bean size, that's why the Tznuin wouldn't take, Aval B'Kezias, because they weren't, why? Because they weren't going to the mitzvah anyway, sounds like. Aval B'Kezias, Lo Yemoshchin Yideyem, but if they got a Kezias, they wouldn't pull away their hands, Ki Dimu L'Kayim Mitzvah Zachila, they would get a Mitzvah Zachila, Aval Kan, Lo Hayem Mitzvah Zachila L'Gamrei. But if it was less than a kezayis, they wouldn't have a complete, there's that word, mitzvah zachila legamrei, kivan she'en sham ela kapul, v'lo hayu seveyin. Right? So that's a lot in that phrase. It's you read that first line, you don't have a full mitzvah zachila. I mean, it sounds like they have some mitzvah zachila, but it says, well, they wouldn't be satiated. Is see the magical element of being satiated, does that play an effect? Unclear. Then the Tosfos Yeshanim continues. Yib Tomar, Hecha de Magiim Kipolu Sveyin Eich Mekaima Mitzvah Sachila. What, is a pull enough for a Mitzvah Sachila anyway? The Yesh Lomar, De Lo Boy Kezayis Lagamre, Ela Kezayis Adif, Vechashiva Achila, Ulakulam Lohayo Yecholom Lechalik Beshave. So there's a lot here. What is he saying? As he's saying, it's better, meaning it sounds like they would be better to bet a kezayis, but it's not crucial. So the Mefarshim explained, if you look at the Maariz Chayis here, Maariz Chayis here explains, based on the Chasam Sofer, the Maariz Chayis here, if I quote the Chasam Sofer, that says that, based on it, it's in a tshuva too. The Maariz Chayis has a couple of tshuvas that were written to the Chasam Sofer, but here he quotes from the, let me just find the case, here's the Daf Mem, Daf Lamites, says the Maariz Chayis. Here it is. He quotes the Rashi, and then he says, "Hainu ta'avo b'dachilas kachem mitzvah b'chol zos pachad b'kizayis lo'avi mitzvah klal ayin ritva v'chulu." And then he quotes, "V'ha'emes v'agon re'moshe sofer she'av bezin Pressburg dachad varai." Right? He says he argued with me. To be'emes efshar lomer to bechol achilas mitzvah im'ein kizayis ben amatzo marer chayev le'achol akol panim kol ma'ashem modei filu pachad b'kishir. He talks about, is there a concept of chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvahs. So he quotes, maybe. And then he quotes, the Chasam Sofer argued and said, no, when it comes to other mitzvos, then you can meet other mitzvahs that are even pachas b'kashir. B'chol mitzvahs achila, imein kezayis ben namazo, imar chayav lechol, akabot akum ha-shemot, they feel pachas b'kashir. V'shayni lechem aponim, she'eno mitzvah mutal ala prat, ra'la kemitzvah al kol kone beis av, she'yis'achel lechem aponim. Right, so he talks about whether it's chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvah. So he suggests maybe lechem aponim, and maybe we'll extend this to other karbanos. The mitzvah is that it shall be eaten, and not that you shall eat it, and therefore that would have ramifications in halacha. But that's all different than Karban Pesach. The Beis HaLevi has a shuvah. Karban Pesach, there's obviously a mitzvah to eat. mitzvah to eat, but not only a mitzvah to eat, as we just started off this a little tangent, a mitzvah to shecht, separate mitzvah. That's the Rambam at the beginning of Ochos Korban Pesach. Mitzvah saseh lishchot ha-pesach bar-ba-asar la-chodesh nisan achar chatzos. And he continues. Okay, let's get back to our daf, and then we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Amar, last line. Amar Rabin islacha chori. There's another chilek between lishmo and shalo lishmo and la-ochlav and shalo la-ochlav, even according to Rabbi Lazar. Lishmo and shalo lishmo doi b'chal avodos. Lishmo and shalo lishmo could be a problem by all avodos, as we said. La-ochlav and shalo la-ochlav. We quoted this a few days ago also. That is just an issue by Shechita. Even Rabbi Lazar, who thinks that there's a chumrah that has to be pure la'ochlav, we paskin if you have both that it's okay, but even so, there's only a problem by Shechita. But he says his chiddush only by Shechita, not by the other avodos. Good. We continue. What about these cases? La'ochlav, somebody has this kavana. La'ochlav kizaisim, vishlo la'ochlav kizaisim kasher. A person has kavana. La ochlav, that the ochlav should eat a kazayis, and the shlo ochlav should eat a kazayis kasher. That's okay, because that's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah says, back to the pashup shot of the Mishnah, not Rabbi Lazar. The pashup shot is, la ochlav, shlo ochlav is kasher. So if you have kavana for kazayis, for both of them, it's kasher. La ochlav kazayisim, shlo ochlav kichatzi zayisin, kosher ke kasher. If you have kavana that the la ochlav should eat a kazayis, and shlo ochlav should not eat a kazayis, even less than a kazayis, of course that's kosher, because chatzi's shir is less of a machshava. It's less of a machshava that would posel. So here, the shalol ochlav is the potential machshava that would posel. But you say kechatzi zayis, so that would, if even a kezayis would be kosher, a kechatzi zayis surely, right? Chatzi shir is less significant. But what about this case? La ochlav kechatzi zayisim, v'shalol ochlav kechatzi zayisim. If you have kavana, chatzi shir by both. Would that be a problem? So the Gemara says, miman of shacha should be kosher. Why? Man and kaiman. Right? What are we talking about? Im kishaisa machshava. We're going to flip the girsa here, like the carbon eda. Im kishaisa machshava lifsol tea machshava lekosher. If you're telling me that chatzi shir is significant of a machshava to, let's say, if you have the shalola ochlav chatzi shir, if it's a significant of a machshava to basel, so that it will be a significant of a machshava to be machshir. Because here you had chatzi shir in mind for the ochlav and shalola ochlav. So if you're going to say chatzi shir is bumped up and elevated to be a machshava that can have the power to pasul, it should have, be bumped up to have the power to kasher. It may not have machshava l'kosher, and if you're telling me it doesn't have enough machshava to kasher, lo te'a machshava l'pasul. So either way, it should be this machshava should be kosher, because, you know, chatzi shir is either good enough to pasul or good enough not to pasul, and then it will be, if it's not, if neither of them are good enough to be raised up, that it'll be basically stam. It will be considered stam, lo'ochlav, shalom, lo'ochlav, and that will be kosher. So Gemara says, the only possibility, that's what the Mefarshim say, possibility of a question would be, if I think lo'ochlav chatzi shir, and shalom lo'ochlav shir. So then you have a question, whether chatzi shir is bumped up. The Gemara says, Amar Abyosa masnisa amra shamachshava l'kosher. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Zvachim is mashma that the chatzi shiurim can combine to be a significant machshava. Why? The Tanin Taman, we learned to the Mishnah in Zvachim, lo chal kachatzi zayis v'lahakir kachatzi zayis kasher. If a person thinks, let's say a pigle thought or a puzzle thought, they think I'm going to do half a kazayis, I'm going to eat half a kazayis after this man and be maktir half a kazayis. So those aren't mitzdarif, kasher. Shein achilav aktar mitzarfin. Those don't combine because there's two different machshavas. There's eating and burning. But do different days what this line means. We'll go with the second day of the Karbana Eda. But mashma, only achil and haktara are not mitzdarif. But let's say eating and eating, if I have half a gezayis in mind to eat, and then another half a gezayis to eat, that would combine. Right, or let's say it's two people. So therefore, two chatzai zesim, also in our case could combine. So maybe in the case of half a kezayis of la'ochlav and kezayis shalim shalol la'ochlav, that would still be kosher because the chatzai zesim is significant. It is bumped up to be a significant type of machshava. It relates to the sugya in the source of the chatzi shir by Isurim, the svar of Chazil Sarufei, Kol Chelev, a lot to talk about by chatzi shir, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Shachtu shidiskapa lo chati chaburaso. If somebody had kavana, explicit kavana, if somebody shechs the Karban Pesach and has in mind the chabura, that's what he's supposed to have in mind. What if he has in mind explicitly only half the chabura? I want half this chabura to be able to eat this Karban Pesach. Tiskapa chati chaburaso. Reb machlokas. Reb Yona posa. Reb Yona says, okay, that's possible. Because you had specifically excluded some of the people, and they passel for the rest of the group. Nasa kematis kaparis elo leelo, as if you connected and made dependent these with these. Me'achash lo neskapar leelo, neskapar leelo, and just like half of these people are not included because you explicitly excluded them, so to the others, rather, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, ein kapara lemechsa, right? There's no, half is not going to be good enough. And even if he adds, unahiba alma stama kasher, and even if you generally don't have specific kavan, it's going to be kasher, hainim yishub destama lishmakoi. Aval hacha hamifarish umatvis kala kapara lamechsa meachabura. And here you only have kavana for half of the chabura, and therefore that would ruin it. Rabbi Yossi amar kasher. Rabbi Yossi says kasher. No, I think it would be kasher. I don't think it would ruin it. I don't think it would ruin it, but then he changed his mind. B'machzora, when he was choser, when he chazered his learning, right? Even the Tana and Amaram had a review. Tinyana, when he reviewed again, chazer, be Rabbi Yossi was choser, but when he agreed pasal. Amalei Rabbi Pinchas, lo kinaf and Rabbi kasher, didn't you hold kasher? Didn't you hold that it is kasher? Amalei, hakfiya gaval kamas meira. Literally, is it stuck like you, like a nail? Right, what does that mean? Different 2 days in the Pnei Moshe, right? Is my first day a stuck like you, like a nail that I can't switch? I'm switching. I think it's wrong, right? Right, that's the first day. Or the second one. This should be like you. This second day should be like you, like a nail, because this is what I really think is correct. So different days, but it means the same thing. But again, some of the great Rabbanim sometimes would change their mind in halacha, right? We don't paskin like this. In terms of psul, but let's continue. Shachtu kodem lechatzos, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to shacht it before the chatzos, you're not allowed to shacht it before the carbon tamid. So if you shacht it before chatzos, that's a din leikuva. And if before chatzos, pasul. Lachar chatzos biyad kasher, but right at the chatzos would be kasher. We mentioned 6.5 hours is a din derabanan, not to, confuse or come to do it before chatzos, but right at the chatzos would be kasher. Kodem l'tamid kasher, and if you did it b'diyevet before the karbet tamid, also it would be kasher. Even though he's supposed to do it right after the karbet tamid, shall bein ha'arbayim v'tani kein, and it's even mashba this way in the following brisa. Yachalim kodem pesach l'tamid lo yuchar tatamid. The brisa says you might have thought an amazing havamina. You might have thought that if you did the karbet tamid, you did the karbet pesach before the tamid, there's no tamid that day. Such a din that the Pesach has to be after the Tamid. If you did the Pesach first, lo yuachar Tamid, and the Tamid wouldn't be sacrificed that day. Wow. Taba lomar ta'aseh. Ta'aseh ben abayim riba. That is an extra word. It's inclusive. Amar Rabbi Avun, masnisa amra. This brisa clearly tells us Pesach aspo kasher. This brisa clearly tells me that if you did the Pesach before the Tamid, the Karban Pesach is a kosher carbon. Why? Because in Tamar Pasul, Kamisha Lo Kadmo. If the Pesach is Pasul, if you did it before the Tamid, that is Kilu, you didn't shecht it if it's Pasul. And then Memela, there wouldn't be a Havamidi to say you don't shecht the Karban Tamid after the Pesach, right? So then it must be the Karban Pesach is Kasher. And once it's Kasher, then there's something to talk about that, oh, it's Kasher. So maybe it's a Dinli Kuva that the Tamid has to be earlier. Kamash Malan, not. Kamash Malan, even if you did the Pesach earlier improperly, still you would do the Karban Tamid afterwards. Good. Says the Gemara, Tamanat Amar Dam Tamid. We mentioned earlier in the Braisa that this is the order that you do things in. Dam Tamid Ve'evarav Kodmin LePesach. The Tamid, the Zrika of the Tamid, and the Haktaras Emurim of the Tamid should be done before the Karban Pesach. UPesach LeKtaras, and Pesach is done before the afternoon Ktaras. VaKtaras LeHatavas Aneiros, and the Ktaras is done before the getting the candles ready for the lighting. V'cho Atamar Hachin, and here Atamar Hachin, but here it gives a different impression. Why? Because our Mishnah sounds like, what does it say? If you did the Karban Pesach earlier, so then you have somebody mixing the Karban Pesach blood until after the Zrikas HaTamid. And so it sounds like you can do the Karban Pesach right after the Zrika. But here, from this price or earlier, it's to wait after the Haktara, right? It says the Dabat Tabit and the Ivara of Kodman. But it sounds like from our Mishnah, the Dabat Tabit is done right after, the Dabat Pesach is done right after the Dabat Tamid. The Gemara answers, no. Am Rebbe La, Kan B'Chai, Kan B'Shachet. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to wait after even the Haktara. And then if you do the Karban Tamid, do the Karban Tamid, do the Evarim, and then start with the Karban Pesach. Here we're talking about a case where you already shechted the Karban Pesach. You already shechted the Karban Pesach, and you have somebody mixing the blood, so you don't want it to delay so much. So there, we'll allow you to do it right after the Dam of the Tamid. But for sure, regular, normally, right, if the Karban Pesach is still alive, like it's supposed to be, then you wait till after even the Haktara of the Karban Tamid. Period. Hashochet as a Pesach ala chametz over below saseh. If somebody shechs the Karban Pesach while there is still chametz in the house, so then that one violates an Isser da'araisa, right? That's the Rambam. The Rambam, number two. Mitzvah number two in Hilchos Karban Pesach. Shlo lizboch oso al chametz. Lizboch oso al chametz. It's the Isser da'araisa. You shechs the Karban Pesach when there's still chametz in the house. Who has chametz in the house? We'll see. Who has chametz in the house? Says the Rambam. Hashochet as a Pesach bizmano. V'haya lo kizayas chametz birshuso loke. Gonna get malchus for that. It's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. The shchita is the maisa. You have chametz in the house. Shneimar lo tizbach al chametz dam zivchi. Shlo yizbach ha-pesach v'chametz kayam. And then the Rambam adds. We'll see this. Echad ha-shochet v'echad ha-zorek es adam v'echad ha-machter es emurim. Any shchita zrika ha-kdara imhaya birshus echad mehen o birshus echad mibnei ha-chabura. She'ochlin pesach zeh kizayis chametz b'shasak ravaso harei zeh loke v'pesach kasher. If anybody in the chabura has chametz, that he's not going to get malchus because he didn't do an amaisa. But the maktir, the zorek, the shochi is going to get malchus even though the pesach is still kasher. Right? The Ma'arik Kurkis says, ki ein loke oso mibidei achabura, shachamitz bershuso, the one who had chametz in his bershus is not going to get malchus, ela shochet ozorek amaktir. Vizet pashet, ki lo asa maisa oso shachamitz bershuso, v'lav sheim amaisa, ein loke nalav. He's only going to get malchus if there was hasra, and he did it anyway. But so says the Mishnah. Somebody shechted the Karban Pesach on chametz over below sase. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ha-tamid, also the Karban Tamid. Unbelievable. The Karban Tamid of the Bein Arbayim takes upon himself some elements of Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, even the Karban Tamid, you're not allowed to shecht with chametz in the house. Wow. There's a lot of lumdus there. Rabbi Shimon says the following. HaPesach, Rav Shimon's Shita is, from elsewhere we know this, but this is what the following Shita is based on, Shita She'ina Re'uya Lo Shma Shita. Rav Shimon says, if it's not a proper Shita, then it's Ke'ilu, you didn't do any Shita. It's as if you just killed the animal. So, Rav Shimon Omer, the Isser of Al Chametz is only going to be if the carbon is kosher. So HaPesach Barba So Lishmo, if you shed the Karban Pesach on the 14th, like you're supposed to, L'Shem Pesach Lishmo Chayev. So then there's going to be an Isser of Chayev Malkus, there's going to be an Isser of Pesach ala Chametz. V'shalo lishmo pater. If I shechted the Karban Pesach, shalo lishmo, that parcels the Karban Pesach, and therefore, pater. There's no Isser of Shechita al Chametz. V'sharkal zvachim and other zvachim on Erev Pesach, lishman v'shalo lishman, pater. Other Karbanos l'shem Pesach is going to be pater, because again, that is, the Karban is not going to be kosher in this way. Right, that says the carbonate. The sharkal is vachim. Sheshachli v'yudah la'achar chasos ala chametz. Bein l'shma b'shlo l'shman. V'yaf api shekshayrin hein. Right, even though they're kosher. Right, pater, because it doesn't count for a carbon. It doesn't count for the Pesach. And it's not considered a carbon Pesach l'shma in that case. It doesn't count as a carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach. U'bimoweid, but on Yontif, the rest of Pesach, he says the flip. Because then it's going to be, as we'll see, lishmo pater, if you shech the carbon lishem karban pesach, on the rest of Pesach, that's not a kosher carbon. V'shalo lishmo chayev, v'shalo lishmo is going to be chayev, because the rest of, talks about karban pesach. Lishmo, if I shech the karban pesach lishmo, on the rest of Pesach pater, because that's a carbon pasul, right? Carbon pesach lishmo at a different time than Erev Pesach is going to pasul the carbon. V'shalo lishmo chayev. V'shalo lishmo is going to be chayev because then that's considered, jumps to be a shlamim, jumps to be a different type of carbon, as we have said, and therefore it's going to be chayev because other carbonos with chametz on the rest of Pesach, that's the Isser of chayev. V'shakal azvachem, v'shalo lishmo chayev, and all other carbonos, that just like we saw, the Pesach shalo lishmo, other carbonos, the rest of Pesach is going to be chayev, because it's a shchita ha-re'uya. chutz merachadas sheshachlash lo lishma, except for achadas. So Rabbi Shimon has a chilek between erev Pesach and Pesach and Pesach and other karbanos. But the yisod is the same for all the for his whole shita, and that is if it's a shchita haruya, if the karban is kosher and fulfills whatever he's supposed to fulfill, then it's going to be an aveira of shchita ala chametz, and if not, not. Pesach ala chametz over belosa, say, where's the makar that shchitas chametz is a nisud araisa, dam alom alosish v'la chametz dam zivchi. Ein li ala shochid ayin lino shchita, as we saw in the Rambam. Hazorik minayin, how do I know even zrikas, zrikas hadam with chametz in the chabura. Tam alomar, lo, right, lo tishkat al chametz dam. So next to the word chametz is the word dam, so we darsh it from there. Zrika also. Amr, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, mimashu mischayev ala zrika. The fact that you're chayev for zrikas hadam with chametz had the Amr Pesach atzmo kasher. It must be the current Pesach is kasher. Why? Because if the Pesach wasn't kasher, if you did something al chametz, zrika is after the shechita. So if you do zrika, it must be three avodas ago. You did shechita if you have chametz now, mislami had chametz then. So you must have done shechita al chametz. And you're still saying the Zrika is going to be effective. So it must be that the Pesach itself is kosher, even though you violated the Isser. Right? Because it must be that you had Shechita al Chametz, and there's still kosher. What's the Havamina? The Havamina that you would have said the Pesach is Pasul? You might have said Mitzvah Babadeira. You might have said Milsa David Rachmana Lo Seviti, Avid Lo Mahani. There are different days of what the Havamina could have been. But that's what the Rabbi Yitzchak says. It must, and this is what the Rambam paskens. Rambam paskens that the Pesach is kasher because you know this from the fact that by the Zrika, you're still going to be chayiv, the carbon still must be kasher. The Gemara says, lav dafka, that that's such a raya. I could come up with cases that there was no chametz by the shechita. There's no raya from that case. The halach is true, but there's no raya. Amr Rabbi Yosef, tipatesh, nizvan lo chametz ben shechitulu, nizvan lo chametz ben shechitulu zrika. Maybe he only got chametz now between the shechita and the zrika. Or, osha yezesh shochiv zezorek. There were two people. The person dumped one person shechted, he didn't have any chametz, and one person was zorek and he had chametz. So there's no raya from that. So there's a different day. Tani chizkia lo shishon chametz dam zivchi hator kares oso zivchi. No, the Torah still calls it zivchi after it says lo shishchat al chametz. Right? The Gemara, the Kabbalat Eidah says the pasuk could have said oso right the. Tana mikra muchach avil nishkat al chametz kasher dekra oso dekara oso zivchi afla acher she nishkat al chametz. It could have said lo shishche dam zivchi al chametz. That's what it could have said. But here it said lo shishche al chametz dam zivchi. It's still dam zivchi even after you did the veira. Actually, the Tosfos in Temura Dav Dalan Mabeis quotes: look in the Yerushalmi. There's a pasuk that teaches me that it's pasul. Is this Yerushalmi? This pasuk, right? This is the special limud, Zeras HaKasav, that's going to be kosher even if you violated this Aveira. Okay, we'll have to stop by Amar Rebbe Manah.